morning shir is being sponsored as Shevach Haidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Nissan and Flores which he performs for us every single day. And in recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us 49 years ago today, Chof Chassi, on the occasion of Yom Yerushalayim, of catching back the old city in Yerushalayim during the Six-Day War in 1967. Okay? I know today is Yom Yerushalayim. Okay. Okay. Last week we spoke about the Issa of Hachana. Today we'll discuss, we started a topic and we didn't have enough time, so we'll go back to the beginning of the last topic we discussed. On Shabbos, if you live in a community that has an Erev on Yom Tov, where there's an Erev, because when there's an Erev, even on Yom Tov, there's no Shaila from Haitzah Shalai Tzarech. A place where there's no Erev, so you have to be careful about Haitzah Shalai Tzarech. But a place where there's an Erev, you don't have to worry about that. The question is, the place where Erev, can you allow to, after you daven, in one shul, the first day Yom Tov, on Shabbos, can you bring your talis home? A siddur, a masa, are you allowed to bring it home from a shul, even though you know for sure you're not going to use it anymore on the Shabbos or this first day Yom Tov? Once the second day Yom Tov, you plan to daven in a different shul. Are you allowed to bring home your talis or not? Maybe it's also to return it. Why? Because it's Issa Achana. He's returning it home, so he should be able to use it after Shabbos or for the Yom Tov, second day Yom Tov. In the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kolchotza, in Perek of Ches, Sifkot and Kovtzadik, being down from Shlomo Zalman, that a klal in Hachon is like this. Anything which there's no ticha involved, and also you normally do it without thinking about any te'elis for after Shabbos, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos, even at the end there'll be a te'elis for the next day. As long as normally you would do it even without it also, so in Mela, there's no Issa Hachana then. As long as you don't speak out, yet you'd be making, you're doing it for Chayil. And the reason is because many people do things without thinking. You know, they take home the talis. They don't think about tomorrow at all. They want to bring home the talis. They don't want to leave in shul. So neither, even if he does it for Chayil, you're allowed to do it. That's what's quoted from Shlomo Zalman in Shemir Shabbos Kachasai. Let me finish. Let me just finish this thing. So in the child shul's Michah Shleima, in Chedek Beis, Rav Shlom Zalman has a tshuva sefer called Michah Shleima, in Chedek Beis, Simlam, and Hey, Ois Yud Beis, Ois Aleph, Sifkat and Aleph. There must be some bunch of people had the questions like Eli Melech had, and they wanted to understand exactly what he meant. So there he's masbir exactly what he meant in Shemir Shabbos Kachasai. He says what his kavanah is intent, what the kavanah was when he wrote in Shemir Shabbos Kachasai. It's like, let's say, returning a sefer its place. You learn in a sefer on Shabbos or on your first day Yom Tov, and you're not going to use the sefer anymore, so you put the sefer back. Or after you finish eating a meal, you put the food back in the refrigerator after eating it. You don't think about you can eat the food tomorrow night. No place, you put it back in the refrigerator. And also, same thing it says, it's always to walk with a watch on Shabbos. On Shabbos, where's an Erev, on Yom Tov, where's an Erev? So he always puts his watch on, even though he might not look at the watch anymore that day. Or let's say, still, there's no Shabbos from Achana, even though he knows he's not going to look at the watch anymore. He'll need it for nighttime. Or let's say, a person is farsighted. He wants a... He's farsighted. He needs it to read. Or let's say he's nearsighted. And he doesn't think about it, he'll need it today or not. Or let's say a tie. Person normally in the house, he walks without a tie. He walks out, but he puts on his tie. He's only going to need a tie for at nighttime. He walks between people. Still, he doesn't think about it. He knows when he walks outside, he always puts on a tie. Even though he might not knock at the people till nighttime, still, the din is, there's no Issa Achana. Because the sight is, as long as you don't think about it for the next day, and the derech is always to do it in the same day, so maybe there's no Issa from Achana Shabbos Chol. Important insight. And with this, he says further in the Tshuvas. It's different in Eis Gimel. He says a person is derech is always to turn his talis home from shul, Even though he's not afraid that it can get stolen, and the leaving the shul stole, you're allowed to turn it back either on Shabbos or the first day on Tiff. The same thing he says when a person sits and learns in the Beis Medrash, and he takes out a number from, he takes out a Gemara, he takes out a Rashba, a Ritva, so the first learning. And then, usually, after he finishes learning, he puts the swarm back in the bookcase. So then also, even though, as long as no shadow from Bayer, he's allowed to put it back in the bookcase. And then he says in Eis Hay, says further, he says, return your lulav. Let's say you use the lulav the first day yantiv, and usually keep the lulav in a vase of water. So the question is, you want to put back in the water. So he says, you're allowed to turn the lulav on yantiv of sukkahs, just like I turn the safe from kaina or food in the refrigerator. Let me just finish this. And the same thing speaks out, a little connection, a little difference, but it's all the same inside. In the Sefer Archa Shabbos, in Chelik Beis, Perichov Beis, Ois Kufayin Zayin, he says a little shinoi. He says, it's not, what's called Issa Hachon Achal, it's not called Issa Hachon Achal, only it's like, it's when he turns back, whatever he does on Shabbos, he's only putting back his thing back to the place where it was beforehand. And turn this, the sefer, let's say the talus, back to its place. You took the talus from you had in a certain place in the house, now you turn it back to its place. So now that's like you finish using the chefetz, then mishtamish b'yayim. You're not thinking about the next day, you just return the chefetz back that day. So Mela, in such a case, there's no issa of achana whatsoever. And he says, and Och Shabbos says he can't ask the chayish mutter then to wash dishes after the meal, since after he washes the dishes, he returns everything back to its place. Because over there it's different. By dishes it's different. Consider ma'isa chashev. So maybe it's like achanas kelim for shemesh for the next time. But stamazay a talis. All the cases we mentioned, finish eating a meal, you're allowed to put it back. So for this reason, you're allowed to, let's say, you're using a sefer. You're on page 203. You don't want to forget the number. So what do? You bend the page or you put something in there to remember the place you're holding. And you know you're not going to use that sefer anymore on Shabbos. So the din is, you're allowed to put something in there to remind it the next time you learn, you know where you're holding, what page you're holding. Some people use a paper clip to put there on the page or where they're holding exactly. So you continue from there. Next time to learn. That's not siddur ma'isa achana. You do it even during the week also. When you read a book, you get to a certain page. So you put a marker in the book. That's a normal thing that's being done. And then you could say another reason, besides that the reason why you put a thing in the paper to remember, because you can have, at least you have nuchas nefesh. I don't have to keep my mind. I'm holding page 203. You have the whole Shabbos, and after you have to think about it. Like this, you have nuchas nefesh on Shabbos itself. So it's not Ksir Mechen Meshabbos. So it's for now. So Mela, it's not Ksir Mechen Meshabbos Echol. According to these reasons, if someone, after the person finishes meal, he's allowed to put drinks in the refrigerator, and it's not Ksir Mechen Meshabbos Echol. And there's no nafkamina if the Echol be mastered, if you don't put it back to the refrigerator, not put it back. Sometimes certain foods you can keep out on the table, like peanut butter. You leave it out for hours, nothing happens to it. Certain other foods, you leave it out, it gets spoiled. So there's no nafkamina if the food will get spoiled, not get spoiled. It's not called because the derech is usually after you finish a meal, you put everything back in the refrigerator. That's not ksidim eichim. Mishabes achal, and you're allowed to put things back to the refrigerator. The only thing to mevayer, we have to mevayer, if let's say, if someone, after he took something out of the refrigerator, he finished the meal. Now, normally what he normally does, he puts it back in the refrigerator for next time to use. What about if I want to put it in the freezer? I know I'm not going to need it anymore. If I put it in the refrigerator, but I've already put it in the freezer. Can I put it into the freezer on Shabbos? I finished using it in the refrigerator. I don't need it more for Shabbos. I want to freeze it because I'm going to use it for next Shabbos. I'm not going to keep the refrigerator all week. So can I put it right now in the freezer right now? Can I do that or not? Is that Siddur Ma'isa Achana or not? Because now it's Kavana, it's certainly for after Shabbos or after Yom Tov. So the question is the Issa Achana or not? So the nearest deity which seems posh, you're allowed to. If the refrigerator and freezer are on the same refrigerator, but on top it has a freezer, on the side has a freezer, on the bottom has a freezer, it's the same machine. It's a refrigerator freezer. Right, so if it's now extra mice involved, hitting into a refrigerator, into a freezer, the din is you're allowed to put it into a freezer because you're not doing extra mice of achana from Shabbos to from Shabbos to Chol. However, if I bring, let's say I have a freezer in the other room, let's say I have it in the den, or I have it in the garage, or I have a freezer in the basement. If I finish using it on Shabbos, normally I put it in the refrigerator, but now I don't need it anymore. I want to put a freezer next week. So if the freezer is not in the same room, but it's in a side room, or in a garage, or in a basement, so I'm doing it extra nicer, nicer for Chol, then it'll be Isra Vachana. Unless it would seem to me, Pashit, that let's say there's no room in the refrigerator. Let's say the refrigerator is packed. I have no room anymore. So I have to put things into the freezer. Then, even though the freezer is in the basement or it's in the garage and so on, then there's no room, then certainly you're allowed to put in the freezer then also. Because you're not doing, if you had another refrigerator, you put it in the refrigerator. You have no choice to put in the freezer. So certainly you're allowed to put it into the freezer on Shabbos, even if it's not in the same room. Now, here we're discussing about carrying a talus. Carrying a talus or whatever, a watch or whatever it is, we're talking about on Shabbos, we're talking about a place where there's an Erev. What about a place where there's no Erev? You have a question?
Why, as for example, on the second day Shabbos, when you're done davening, why does the Rav feel like the talus become muksa? Because you sure don't need it.
A beggar does never come muksa. Another begadim, we mentioned the Shia muksa, that the begadim never have a shem muksa on it. It's better. Yilal timush lo yitzar klal. Doesn't have any halacha klishim lachter leheter. It's better than that. It's like a chair table. You know, with the chair back and forth. Play with the chairs back and forth.
No,
doesn't make a difference. There's no muksa. They won't go to muksa. Moshe achumish on tzvah magdashim. They will never go mezuzah. They never go to muksa. There's certain things they will never go to muksa. It's not muksa. No. Yes, you can pick it up. You just can't put it back.
You
can move wherever you want, but you can't put it back. You can't put it back on the door.
Question?
Yes.
So you're saying because these are things that people don't think about.
Right.
Unless the person does. I mean, he's making a cheshbon and he's like, I'm not going to use it, but I saw.
As long as he doesn't speak it out.
Okay.
But most known people use it for regular. There's no problem. Then also, that's what we're saying here.
Last week the Rav talked about rinsing off dishes that are dirty.
Right. That's a ma'isa for chayim.
But what if it's not? What's somebody every time someone finishes using a plate, they rinse it off and they
pre-put it.
That's
a
ma'isa choshev. It's a
ma'isa
choshev
is worse. Okay.
You don't think that putting something in
the freezer is like speaking it out? You don't speak it out, make things like it.
You don't think the
Rosh Hashanah has a sad because you doesn't make a difference. You're doing the same ma'isa. What's the difference if it's a refrigerator freezer? Same thing. What am I sticking here and stick it there? I'm not doing extra ma'isa for. Even though, as long as they don't speak it out, even though I'm doing a mice right now for after Shabbos, but the same mice I would have to do for Shabbos also, you know, that's the mice.
You have to rearrange it in order to make things fit.
That's also okay. Yeah. All right. So until now, we're discussing on Shabbos with an Erev, Yontif, carrying the towels back or not. What about a place on Yontif, where a place is in a limited community that has no Erev? Or to have Erev, you're not Semech on the Erev. So by you, it's a Shaila from Hitzor Shalai Tzarech on Yantif. So there'll be a big Shaila if you're allowed to carry your towels back to the house. Because it could be a Shaila of Hitzor Shalai Tzarech HaSayayim. And that's what Hitzor Shalai Tzarech HaSayayim is a Melacha Deraisa on Yantif. Ladina, it's a word in Simen Top Kuf Yitches and Machlokes HaPaiskim. Dramot says in Top Kuf Yitches Sif Aleph, that if a person is afraid that his talus will be stolen, or shat seder, his talus will be stolen, let's say he'll lose his machzor, lose his siddur, it's siddur, choshet, it's siddur, tzarech hayom, Gamor says, kedai shelo yehiba, libai doig, and it's star b'yantif, that he should not be, what happened to it? So a person should have nuchas ha-nefesh, it's enough that he can bring it home, because like this, if it's home, it's still for sure. However, the Mishnah Berurah, over there in Topkuf Yechad Sifkat and Rav, Bingzan Cholkim, that it's where Haitzah is only mutter, tzarech hachal nefesh, tzarech mitzvah, other things that are shaykh, the Haitzah yayim. Aval b'shvil, hetzit momen, you're not allowed to. Not the shvil, hetzit momen, you're not allowed to. And the mishtabur and drop over there, the nachah and lahachmah. Alina Kamaita, better to be Machma. That's what some of ISIS pointed out. You can't walk home, we carry towels home in a towels bag. However, the Chashuchim there in Sifkan Vav argues and says the island is not to Samech on the first day, Dramah, that you're allowed to carry back on the first day Yontif. However, even the Chashuchim says, ends off, he says, that if it's a Dava, that something we need for Yantar, like a talis, or siddur, or mazda, or other swam, you're allowed to bring it home, even though there's no tzarech hayayim, because even though with the mitzvah why we're a matzah, the tzarech tzarechim should chalas, we allow him, because like this, he wouldn't even take it to shul, he wouldn't have a talis, he wouldn't have a siddur shul. So matzah tzarechim should chalas on, so because like this, you wouldn't bring it at all. However, he ends off, if you can hide in shul, or you know it's a safe place in shul, and you know it won't get stolen, then it's better to leave it in shul. Even though Chashulchan, who's semech on the second shita that's meko, he also has chiyuv shemach, you know it won't get stolen. So today, all shuls today, they lock up the shul, they all have locks on it. And there's no chashdas that they can steal the talis. People leave even there that shul no week there, all there, they're not afraid. So therefore, we see even according to Chashulchan, it's not poshut. So what do? You go to a shul, let's say Shavuos night. Stay up all night in a certain shul where you feel comfortable to learn there. And then you're going to daven there. But the second day on Thursday, you're going to daven in another shul. So can you carry home your talis? So what's the etzah? So I tell people they should wear the talis when they come home, unless you're semech on the erev. If not semech on the erev, then you should wear your talis coming home. So maybe once you're wearing it, that's like your malbush. Even though you don't need any more on Yantav, as long as you don't take off the talis, keep on wearing it the whole time while you're at home, there won't be shayla to my tzor shalai the tzayach. But to carry home in the talis bag, then it won't be a problem.
Can you be semach on the erev just on Yantav and not on
talis? Doesn't work that way. All right.
So you don't know the tzor of the mitzvah, thinking about it?
Huh? What's the mitzvah? Mitzvah, you don't have the second. The only mitzvah is you won't have the second yontif. That's what mitzvah they're talking about. Mitzvah is like it's stolen. That's mitzvah. And everyone has two talisim anyway, so use your weekday talis. That's all.
You're going to lose it for many times.
Well, you leave it in shul. You leave it. Let's say you go to yeshiva to learn at night.
Absolutely.
You leave it there. You're afraid this is going to stolen, get lost.
It could be a week to finally get it back.
You put it back in a certain place. So yes, one of the boxes can keep it in your stand until after yontif. The Zaitz is what to do. All right. Another Shaila. During the 9 days, the minute in Kar Yisrael is that you put on all clothing before the 9 days. You wear it already for a couple of minutes. So Mela, because it says in Shulchan Aruch, you shouldn't wear during the 9 days fresh, clean clothing. So what do people do to avoid the problem? So people don't want to wear the same baguette, the same shirt, the same pants, the same everything for all 9 days. So what they do is they, from beginning of Rosh Chodesh until after Tisha B'Av, they do is they wear a couple of minutes before the 9 days, and they're not allowed to have, so it's not sitted clean, it's freshly laundered, so maybe you're allowed to wear them during the 9 days. So what's the dinner someone forgot? He forgot to do it before the 9 days. Or sometimes he made a wrong cheshbon, he thought he needed this amount, and so it's not enough. Now comes Shabbos Chazayin, and he wants to do an Eitzah. He wants to, what's the Shabbos? What can he do? Now it says in the Mechaber, in the Rechayim Simen Tov Kufnun Aleph Dramor, then the Sif Gimel. At Shabbos, you're allowed to put on Shabbos itself, you're allowed to wear fresh laundry clothing. During the week, not, but on Shabbos, you're allowed to wear fresh laundry clothing. Is it an Eitzah that on Shabbos, you could change a number of times on Shabbos, so maybe you wear a number of times freshly laundered clothing, and on Shabbos itself, and maybe after Shabbos, it's still worn already. So maybe it won't be Shaila, you won't have a problem doing 9 days. Or maybe the Issa is from Mechem, Shabbos, and Chol, is it also or not? There's a machlokes ha'poskim. In other words, the machlokes ha'poskim, there's two shittas. Here there's three shittas. Three shittas. What's the machlokes here? In the Orchot Rabbeinu, in Chelik Bey, Simon, at our page Kuflamed, in our Yizayin Yitches, he says, on Shabbos itself, you're allowed to change. I'm allowed to wear for a couple of minutes, change it to another baguette. It's enough what I need to last the 9 days. And he doesn't even mention, what about the Shabbat Achana Mishab Tachal? He doesn't even say there's a problem. I say to him, there's no Achana Mishab Tachal. So by me, when I saw this, it was a big to me by me. What do you think? He forgot the whole union, the snipe of forgot the whole union of Mechal Shav Zechel, until I saw that I found in the Sefer Asher Ish, these are the same thing from Moyashe. But there he says the reason. He says the reason is, you're allowed to change, you're allowed to wait for a couple of minutes. It's not Yachona. Why? Because Saif, you have enjoyment. Each time you put on the bed, get a fresh shirt, a fresh jacket, whatever it is, you have enjoyment from it. So that's the Tzarech HaYoyim. So it's not the same Eichem. So Mela, as long as Rabbi Yashiv is on, as long as you don't say, you're doing it for Chol. Because if you say you do it for Chol, then it's Zilzul for Shabbos. However, the Yisrael Eichem is no Eichem. Because since I enjoy wearing something fresh, so Mela, that's the Shabbos itself. So Mela, is no Shabbos, Eichem, Shabbos for Chol. That's the stammer with the stiper held also. That's one shita. The second shita is the kafachayim. The kafachayim in Simon Tov Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Katan Tzadik Aleph. He quotes from Ben Ish Chai that says, there's Issa Achona. You can't just change every few minutes another beged because you make him a Shabbos, you wear for a short time amount and therefore and exchange it. There's the Issa of Mechem. So what's the Issa? When I go to sleep Friday night, so I usually take off all my clothing and put on pajamas. That's what most normal people do. So, when I get in the morning, who says I have to put on the same shirt? Who says I have to put on the same begadim? I can wear a different begadim. So, Mela, and also when I go to sleep, usually after Shabbos, after Cholent, everyone falls asleep. It's a sleeping pillow, they say Cholent is. You go to fall asleep, you go to sleep right afterwards. You get undressed, you get in pajamas again, and then you get up after you wake up, you sleep Shabbos afternoon. Who says you have to wear the same clothing again? So you have already a couple of extra pairs of clothing that you put on. When you get up, you put on. So Mela, there's no Shai V'Achona then. Because I'm very unjust already. So who says I have to put on this bag? I can put on this baggage. So Mela, there's no Issa, there's no Shai V'Achona. Because you're not going to wear the same baggage you wore the night before. The same Svara I saw in Yechavadat from Vadi Yosef in Chedagal, Simla Mentes. And sending speaks out of Shem Zalman in Shmir Shabbos Kachasa in Perch of Chesif Vav and in the Meluim there. And same thing in the new Shmir Shabbos Kachasa, we call the Shmir Shabbos Mechavis, the new one that's printed recently, in Sif Pei Dalad, he adds on another thing. In Sif Kon Kuk Pei Vav, he says, Mikom Akon, a person should say he does it, Vashem Hachana, he shouldn't speak it out. Vashem Hachana Chal, like it's before. In a tzaddik sif katan dalad, the guy was going to sleep. You don't go say, I'm going to sleep Shabbos afternoon, so I should be up for Motzai Shabbos late. We'll soon talk about Lel Shavuos. Right. That's the second shita. The third shita I saw in Sefer Orcha Shabbos, in Chelik Beis, Perich of Beis, sif katan reish pei Beis, he said, being down from Nissen Karelitz, that he heard from Nissen Karelitz, he called it only 10. You can. You go to sleep Friday night, normally you wear the same begadim Shabbos morning. Go to sleep Shabbos afternoon. Normally you wear the same begadim you put on the night before. So Mela, so Mr. Krauss doesn't hold the whole thing. He says, you know, to Mishana, where he does all year round. Since you don't do it on a Shabbos, you don't do it this Shabbos also. So Mela, he can't do it. Shabbos, you're stuck. You cannot wear special, but you cannot change even the Eitzah of Radi Yaitiv, Shlomo Zalman, he didn't hold up that Eitzah. If he can't do it all, you don't do it all year round, you don't do it Shabbos Chazon also. Ladina, if a person wants her, he can be Semech on the Kafachayim, Yechavadas, Shmir Shabbos. I tell everybody like that, I say publicly, the person when they go to sleep, they should do that Eitzah, which is a very glatt Eitzah, and that makes sense of the most Paiskim. As long as you don't speak it out, and say you're doing it for the 9 days, for the rest of the week. So comes our point to this. If let's say, if Erev Tisha B'Av came out on Shabbos, or Tisha B'Av came out on Shabbos and Tisha B'Av comes out on Sunday, or Tisha B'Av comes on Shabbos, let's put it to Nitzcha to Sunday, it says in Shulchan Aruch, in our Chaim Sim Tov Kuf Nun Bei Sif Yud, that you're allowed to eat a Suda Masekis. In other words, before Shkia, you're allowed to eat a big, huge meal, a bas of a yayin. You know, every Shabbos, you always eat melachiks. And sometimes you're full already from your lunch. You come, especially in the wintertime, you come to eat shalshudas, you can eat barely shalshudas because you're already full. But let's say it comes, Tisha B'Av, at Shabbos, you want to eat the Suda Masekis, you're allowed to have bas of a yayin, even though you didn't have all year round. Even Suda Shlamelach, Eis Malchusa, that's the Lashon Mechaba. And it's not called Achana Bechlal. For the same reason, you're allowed to. That difference for Nitzcha, not Nitzcha, doesn't make a difference. However, it doesn't make a difference. Yeah, this year is the year Nitzcha, right, yeah. However, but it doesn't make a difference in the Halacha. However, Zokta, Shlomo Zalman, and Shemir Shabbos, Kachasai, and Perich Ches Sifayin Zayin, that you should not speak it out. The reason why you're eating now, full course meal now, is because tonight's Tisha B'Av, Vashum Netainis. Because like it says in Rish Tzadik, Sivdah was just worried about sleeping. You don't mention. Some say it's because of Mechem Shabbos and Chav, and some say because of Nizaz on Shabbos. So maybe we don't speak it out. Agav, we're talking about wearing clothing in the 9 days. Let's say if a person did not change clothing on Shabbos, he forgot about it, or he's Nachman like of missing credits, and he only has only clean clothing, and he should wear only used clothing ready. So the answer is, what time is some paiskim that you take the shirt, let's say you want to wear a clean shirt. What you do is you schlep it along the floor, and it gets a little bit dirty, you get a little slackler, then you can wear it. So it's not mechubas anymore. That's the answer that some paiskim say. However, what? No, it has to get a little dirty. So the Shabbos Kachot in the new one, in the Mechavis, in Sifkot and Kuf Pei Zayin, he says it's not his. He says he doesn't hold it. So why? Our floors today are clean. You schlep it on the floor. Most housewives keep a clean house, right? So you schlep on the floor even for 5 minutes, it won't get dirty. And she's a real bad buster. So he says, that's what he likes. So man, the answer doesn't help. But however, Moshe once said Balpeh, it's not printed anywhere. I didn't see it printed anywhere. But Moshe once said Balpeh, he said, there's an answer, you can dirty it. Make it dirty yourself. Put some dirt on it, whatever it is. That's also okay. It's not in the chuppah anymore, and then you're allowed to put it on there.
Not on
the Shabbos. Yeah. During the week. Before you put it on during the week.
And that has stains on Shabbos. It's been dirty, not dirty.
It's stained?
It has stains.
Is that considered dirty by you or not? Some people have them, it's clean still. It's still dirty by you, and it's okay.
Can you do it on the inside of the
baguette
so no one sees it?
Probably not.
It has to be seen.
Yes, yeah. It's noticeable. Another interesting Shaila. On Yantav, Rishon of Pesach, in all shuls, they say Tfilas Tal. And they start Chalamoid, at Chalamoid, all places, same bracha. That same bracha. And you know the din is like this. The Mechaber says in Siman Kuf Yud Dalet Sif Tes. I'm quoting the Mechaber. The Mechaber says in the Yom Rishon Shel Pesach Ayma Birchas Atagiva Ad Mayatol. Minig Svad is to say Mayatol. So in Yom Rishon Pesach, when it comes to Musaf, you say Atagiva until Mayatol. You say Mayatol. So what you do if you say Tzadik Pomin Kineged Lamed Yom. You say three times every day. So in 30 days, it's 90 times. So you have a, so 90 times, so we take on. Later on, if you suffix, if you said my atol, not, we assume you said it. Misham ve'elach, says the Mechaba, in ein ezeich in hiske geshem, he's not sure if he said geshem or my atol. So he said, mashu ruach my agoshem. Or he said my atol. Since he said 90 times already, Maya Tov, so Mela, we take on, you didn't say any more Masha Ruach. Then so if you misopik, if you said Masha Ruach on that, you take on that he said the same bracha. And you don't have to allow it. That's the Lashon Mechaber. Ramaz Maisef V'chein Lididon. You know, it's Ashkenazim. Some Ashkenazim are Noyig. They don't say Mayer at all. After Gibor, and then Mechaber, they skip Mayer at all. So if they Imama, so this was Lashon Ramaz. V'chein Lididon. Imama Ad Mechaber Chaim, B'loy Masher Ruach Mayer Agoshim, Shemaskim V'moy Sakshomim, וכן אם אמר בשמיני עצרס, צדיק באומם, עת הגיבור עד מורי הגושם, אם נסתר בכך הכך, אוי היסקר, אוי לאי, חזוק כשסקירה. We say כאן, they said the proper way. So it comes out, on Pesach, if 30 days, afterwards, if 30 days he said the same bracha, and after he's misopik, if he said the same bracha, or not, then we say, Mr. he said the same bracha. The Mishnebura happens to say a chiddush, being a chiddush from a chassam seifa. Mishnebura, there in Sifkot Me'ah, being down a tshuva chassam seifa, in Simachot, that says, the be'emes, by the same bracha, the halacha should be different. Because if you figure out, you skip, on Shabbos, you say the same bracha. After you finish, after Kaddish, you start talking about Shabbos, you don't say the same bracha. You should say the same bracha, so Maya told, if it says same bracha 90 times, then Mariah Tov should be saying 101 times. Because 30 days, it should be 101 times. So, because same bracha, you don't say Shabbos and Yontif. So, Mela has to be more than 30 days by Mariah Tov. So, L'chai should be 101 times saying Mariah Tov. However, that's what some Sefer should be. However, some Sefer ends off to be the Evet. It's after, he said it 90 times already. It's not that then he has to say over again, and you do like the Mechaber. Now, like he says, even 30 days, even though it's not 90 times, that then there's a stove, you don't have to, if you're suffering, you don't have to go over. Okay, now let's get to the Shiloh here. If let's say a person is standing the first day of Pesach, he wants to say now, he wants to say, in Brichas Hashanim, he wants to say 90 times. So, Mela, when it comes to the first day of Chalamayit, he should not be mistaken, he should say the same. But it shouldn't be suffic if he said the same bracha or not. Even though it's for sure he say you have to daven over. But you're not sure. Can he say 90 times on Pesach, on the first day of Pesach, when they start, if they say Tal, so he says 90 times then. So maybe when it comes to Chalamayit, he won't have a problem in case he's not sure if he said it or not. Some assume he said it. Or maybe there's Issa Achona Meyanta Vachal. By saying 90 times, Issa Achona not. Zachte mich schleimer. Es steht so chum am schleimer zamen bad. In khayde beis sim lam an hey, I see days, then the sif cut your days. He says like this. The ilish kite from schleimer zamen. He says like this. Since you machres are in shul and bichas tal, you mentioned already. Maya tal. So shine was said that by Bayayim. That really has to change already. Side Maya tal and side the same bracha. They already announced it, and the Chaz already announced it already. So maybe it's no more Ksidit. It's so maybe Lati Magda so by Bayim. It's not Ksidit Mechin from Shabbos to Chol. He has an other place where Shlomo Zalman says the same thing. There's a letter from Shlomo Zalman printed in the Sefer Maror Shabbos, Chelik Beis in Pnimi Amor, Michtav from Shlomo Zalman, Michtav Chav Ches, Ois Dalet. He says, since they were Machus ready to say, and shul moyato, they're not necessarily so. It's still like a pula that now when you pray 90 times, like it's like a pula for Yom. Even though to Elis is after Yontif, the mail is okay. So Mela, he says further. In a lot of shuls, they have these things you stick in. You know moyato. You know with Shchedish you stick in Yavayavay. What's it called again? These placement cards, whatever it is. It's like a plaque. So you want to stick it in there. They said the same bracha. You're allowed to do that, even though you don't start saying bracha only on Chalamoid. You can even do it on Yantif. Right after they say, announce my Yatov, you can stick in my Yatov if it's Svat, and you also can stick in the same bracha also. According to Shlomo Zalman. That's what Shlomo Zalman says. According to that, it will be mutter also to stick in the same bracha. So the Pirish on the one who wrote the Sefer Pirish, Pirish Amor, who had Pirish on the Shlomo Zalman's Tshuva, it says it comes out according to this. If let's say Vav Macheshvan, normally you start saying the same in winter time, say the same Talmud Mata, you say it Zayin Macheshvan. Let's say Vav Macheshvan comes out on Shabbos. So it's not Shabbos Svar of Shlomo Zalman. There's no Achlozet Tiyeh. There's no Achlozet whatsoever. There's no by Tal. You mentioned them, but by you come to Zayin Macheshvan, there's no Achlozet then. So now since there's no Achlozet, so it's not Shabbos Tefillah B'chlal on Shabbos because it didn't come to Zman yet. Still Vav Macheshvan. So Meila, you should not say on Shabbos 90 times the same Talmud Mata. So you should remember, if you have a suffix, Matzah Shabbos, you can't do that. That's Mechen. Since the Shlomo Zalman says, from Rosh Hashanah Mashma, there's Isha Chana B'diva. Because you see, in Siman Tov Tez Zayin, in Ilchas Eretz Chumim, in Siv Beis, the Mechaber says that a person wants to be kind of Shvisa on Yontov itself, he shouldn't say anything, because you now be Mechen from Yontov to Shabbos, on Shabbos to Yontov, even B'diva. And the Mishavur speaks out there in Sif Kotnitas Bizan HaChayadam, that who are then Shneyam Tem Shogoyes. You now be Mechem from one day onto the next day onto. And what you should do it Bishtik without saying anything. So maybe also, you should not, do this Achana. Like you see over there, by Erev Tchumim. I saw in the Sefer, Orcha Shabbos, in Chereg Beis, Perich HaBeis, and it's, then the Sif Kotnei Sarigimo, that will come out according to Shlomo Zalman, a Chiddush Gadol. So it is about Tefillah. He wants to, during Erol, he's about Tefillah on Yom HaNerayim, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So on Shabbos Tshuva, or on Shabbos during Erol, he starts practicing on Shabbos. He has free time on Shabbos. He practices Tefillah for Yontif, or for saying Slichas. The Chayyot's not Pashid Yalata, because if Shlomo Zalman holds, there's a coin he's medayik from the Mechaber, there's such as Achor HaBediba. So Melo say you're preparing for Shabbos, or you're preparing for Yom Kippur, for Slichas. So Melo, according to that, according to Shlomo Zalman, it's not Tzorech HaYayim, it should be Asa, to practice. That's what comes out according to Shlomo Zalman. However, there's a Tshuva, Reni Chazonim here, Reni Negeah. Can you practice on Shabbos for Yom Nerayim? We'll answer that question soon. It'll be answered what I have to say, okay? However, did the children sit together and Cherek Yutes Simon Yudal Reis Beis? He says a different reason why it's mutter on Pesach that you can say 90 times on the first day of Pesach right away. He said you can say 90 times Shem Baruch because it's not daima that he holds the dina. There's no achana by diba, but diba alone, and it's not compared to your Simon Shtav Tazayin Shem Beis that says it says over now like achanim b'diba because over there it's talking. With the diva, after this is going to be a mindset of walking. He's Ma'av Raglov. He has to walk a certain amount to Ma'av Raglov. And by diva, it's Mechias, his mindset is for Chol. So Mela, since he's doing a mindset, so Mela, but when it's just diva B'Yama, there's no problem. And also, it's not compared to what the Mishabur says in Simre Tzadik and Sif Kandalit. You shouldn't say, you're going to sleep now on Shabbos so that I should not be tired much on Shabbos. Because since he's doing a maisa of sleeping in a bed, a maisa shina on Shabbos, that's a maisa. But just plain diva itself, you're allowed to say 90 times on. It'll say 90 times on Shabbos. And what on the first day Yontif. One second. Let me just finish. And it says bechlal tainus, a very strong taina. The titliyaza. When I say 90 times, who says it's going to be talis mota Shabbos? Because this is only to say 9 times in case of suffix if I mentioned or not. But without, if I wouldn't have a suffix, there's no tell for me say 90 times. So when it's a suffix in Amira, Vadai, it doesn't go to Shaila, from Mechem, Mishav, and Sechel. So come to our coin to him, be mutter for Baal Tfila to practice on Shabbos. Yantif, or saying slichas, because stam diba biyama, there's no esachana. As long as you don't say, you speak it out l'tzorcha. So come to our coin to him. Also, vav ma'cheshvan. According, we mentioned coin tip shleim zama vav ma'cheshvan. Since you don't speak it out, it's no to elus anymore for that day itself. So maybe you know Pesach it's to elus. But vav ma'cheshvan, there's no to elus. So he says no. Coin to here. According to this, it come out. There's a to elus. Even though it's no to elus. Because we hold there's no Isachonim Adiba alone. No Isachonim Adiba alone. So you're allowed to say it. So maybe according to this, also your Balkaria could reach for Pashad also.
If he doesn't speak it out.
As long as he doesn't speak it out. And then, 1 second, let me finish. The Minigailam, Lalacha Lamaisa. The Minigailam, Simeko, not like a Pshom Zalman. And the Frat, there's a Mishnah Bura in Simish and Zion, Sif Kotnalos. He brings our machlekes by the issa of Dava Dava. He says like this, Dava Dava, that you now talk things for Shabbos for Chol. So there are some shitas that hold, the Shmuel quotes a shita that holds, it's also to say on Shabbos, tomorrow I'm going to write a Sefer Torah. I'm going to write an issa in the Sefer Torah. Or any Dva Mitzvah, you now to say it on Shabbos. Issa Dava Dava. So it's a machloket, but the other sheet is means on kama sheetas, that's meko. And the Shmuel ends off, lechatchila, you should be machma. If not tzarech with the dibur zeh, you should try to be machma. Because even though kama sheetas are meko, it's better to be machma. So they're talking with dibur amaita, like I write oisis in the Sefer Torah. Well, if it's dibur alone, vaday, you can be meko in some chalakal, like tzitzeliezer, and not like a pshom zalman. Well, that's a takana that was said.
Takana?
Huh? No, because the Shabbos Hagadol. Because Shabbos Hagadol. Take a look at the Bialach. First of all, we don't say it. The Gemara says not to say it. Say, but Lamaisa, even those who do say it, it's not a takana for. You're not preparing for the Seder. You're doing because the takana was to say it that day on Shabbos. Yeah. We know the next year, next week is Yontif. The following year, I'm going to talk about studying for tests, Geisha tests, Jewish tests. Are you allowed to study on Shabbos for Chol? Someone's going to college.
Yeah,
he wants to take a.
Yontif's coming up in the middle of finals. Like,
huh? Those ones aren't listening anyway to this year. Nice. Maybe you should hear it only after the shiur. After. All right.
Can a person ask a shalom another person to give me a ride home after Abdullah?
Huh?
In the shul?
You shouldn't say ride home. He says, can you take me home? That's what you say. Don't give me a ride home. Because you're not allowed to say the vehicle that's taking you. You're not allowed to say it.
So you can't say, can you give me a ride?
You don't say, can you take me home? That's all. So you don't say the vehicle to take you home. Marshall, you're going, when you go to, let's say you're going to New York on Sunday. You don't say you're taking an airplane. You say you're going to New York. You don't say you're taking an airplane. Like Vico, you don't say. You could say that as long as you don't say the vehicle. How are you getting? Don't say, you can drive me home. Don't say that. Can you take me home? Even though he knows how you take home, he carries you or puts you on his back, or that's not your thing. As long as you don't say the way of getting home. But that's the different shmuz. What do you mean? I don't understand. What's that talking about matzah over here? Oh, matzah. Oh. Yes. Take a matzah to practice. I don't know if that's considered a matzah talking about. All right.
Can you make an appeal on Shabbos?
Huh? It says the Fush Mechavish, Shin Vav, you're allowed to make appeal for the Zatztaka.
You're allowed to mention
Rabbi first, $100 on Shabbos.
He can mention it. So $100 for sure he can mention it.
You just made a million.
It says clearly. It says clearly you're allowed to. You're allowed to be Gavit Stoka Shata, Fusha Machava. $100 ish kam mitzvah.
He just made a million.
Huh? It wasn't Shabbos. You did. You do it. He says, you say Mishabeach. You don't raise money by Mishabeach. What do you say? What do you say? Say two times high. Okay, maybe you don't mean. All right. But you're allowed to. Yeah, kosher kiddush on Shabbos. The mice are allowed to be given stock on Shabbos. That's the for sure. All right. Can you... Are you allowed to sleep on Shabbos for Motzei Shabbos? And to get the Shabbos, coming Shabbos. Erev Shavuot, I'm sure everyone's going to sleep on Erev Shavuot. So there's a sleep on Erev Shavuot. The person is allowed to sleep on Shabbos and say he's sleeping on Shabbos, so he should be up, Motzei, he should be up all night of Shavuot. You're allowed to say that or not? Is this Achana or not? Pashtus, there should not be no Achana. What's Achana? I'm preparing. Here I'm being there on Shabbos itself. I'm having the only Shabbos. I'm goof on Shabbos. You and I know it's because for Motzei Shabbos. And plus, usually you say Shabbos you sleep an hour, hour and a half. And on this Shabbos you sleep 4 hours. So maybe you should be up all night. So it doesn't make a difference. You're nana on Shabbos itself. So maybe the first can say, that's not Sir Achonim and Shabbos Achal. We find Cain the same thing. In Simon Tov, in Hichot Yontif. In Tov Kuf Yudalit. The Mechaber says, you're allowed to light neris in a shul after mincha. And it's not to mechem eshat me yantav l'chol. Or from one day yantav to the next day yantav. Why? Because the time you light the candle, you're lighting the shul for cover of the shul. Even though the ikka had rockets for night time, but still you're doing it for now. So mela, there's no isa mechem. So mela out to, and same thing also, the person, the Mechaber speaks out, you're allowed to light in your house also, now in shul, in your own house. It gets close to shkia time, and say in those times it didn't have lights. So when it's closer to shkia time, it's samach techshecha, it starts getting dark in the house. So you're allowed to light then, even though the ink of the candle, your kavan is mainly for night time, but still, afal pikein, since you need it now, close to shkia, because that's getting dark in the house. So maybe it's right here. Even though the ikki that lucky you're doing it, it's for nighttime. And there's no issa of the may of achana. Today might be a shayla, because they have lights in the house. That's a shayla that the chayim talk about. That's not the shir today. It's not something again today. Ke'enda speaks out, this type of etza is an orcha shulchan. And tofei samach zayin, sif katan zayis. The magavom in tofei samach zayin, and the Sifkan Gimel, and Mishmur quotes in Sifkan Hay. They quote a Maril. Maril says like this. Let's say the first day what you read on Yontif, and the second day Yontif, you read it from different Pashas. Sometimes it could be the Hefer Sefer Torah away. Sometimes you read Mishalach, and later on you read someone by Midbar. So the question is, can the first day Yontif, can you roll up the Sefer Torah in the afternoon and prepare it for the next day Yontif? Dr. Maril, Maravah Mishmur quotes it's Asa. It's Sir Mechen, Mayantav, Yantav, Yanalata. So Dr. Achashochan, and the Pasha Beitza. What you do is you roll it up the first day Yantav, but you read a couple of Sukkah from it. So it's a Terechai Sayyam, Indal Tarama, but you're Lata. So there's the listen of Mechen and Shabdacha. So you see, if you have some type of Terech on today, even though Rikis for tonight is okay. It's the same thing sleeping. You sleep in the ikas, it's to stay up at night time. You sleep in the day, but there's some hanan day, you enjoy sleeping on Shabbos. The same thing, we find the same halacha is a Shari Tshuva. Shari Tshuva speaks out in Tarfesh, Sadi Gimel, Sifkan days, that you're allowed to bring a Megillah on Shabbos to shul. Let's say you live in a community as an Erev, and Purim is Motzei Shabbos, and I forgot to bring my Megillah Erev Shabbos. And if I have an Erev, I'm allowed to bring the Megillah on on Shabbos for night time because I'm staying in shul. I don't want to go back again. All right, what do you do with Mecha Shabbos Echav? So the Shai Tshuva says that what you should do is you should read a little bit from, you should be buying Ksas in the Megillah. Take the Megillah, learn from the Megillah. So on Shabbos. So Mecha won't be Shaila for Mecha and Shabbos Echav. Can the same Svara speaks out of Shlomo Zalman in Shabbos Kolchosa? He says, in Perich of Ches, Sif Ayin Dalet, he says, a person, it's this one point no one thinks of. You walk into shul, sometimes the person walks into shul, then Ashmoshes, Shabbos afternoon, he takes a siddur from the bookcase, and he sits and waits for davening for Meir. So Shlomo Zalman, you know how to do that. Because you make him, since Ben Ashmoshes, or sometimes even before Ben Ashmoshes, you make him a Shabbos Echav. Because he's starting down Meir, after Tzeis HaKachodim. So he says what you should do, Shlomo Zalman says, as soon as you take the siddur out of the bookcase, you should learn, either read something from the siddur, say, Fertilim, if that's 2 minutes, do something from the siddur, have some Mishtamshes today, somebody should be Shaila from, she's been started with Mitzvah Bajayim, she ran into Shaila.
That doesn't match the call of Hakama that you said at the beginning of Shir, because there's no thought, you don't think about taking the siddur out of a shelf. There's no Chirachil, there's no nothing.
We're still, it's a mice here.
No, it's nothing. Something that people don't think
twice
about.
Anyway, so there's a Pasha that he said.
You don't need an Eitzah. It doesn't match any rule.
Well, you're taking it out, then the Shmosh is for maybe not. I don't know. However, let me finish off. However, in the Sefer Asher Yish, which quotes Sukkah from Shlomo Zalman and from Abyashiv and Perek Lamedal Oisit Ches, he says, even though there's no Isach Mechen, so may it come out on Shabbos, and what's the fact that Shavuot is Motzei Shabbos? You're allowed to sleep as many hours as you want. So he says you're allowed to do it. There's no Shaila from the Mechen. It's only if you sleep on Shabbos. But however, you should not speak it out that you sleep on Shabbos. Why? But they sleep on nights for Lel Shavuot, to be up all night. Because the Zilzim covered Shabbos. You mean Zilzim covered Shabbos. You're saying I'm sleeping out for Yontif. You Zilzim covered Shabbos. You're not allowed to. It comes out according to what the Yashiv says. Mishavuot speaks out, and Sifrei Beis Tzadik, and Sif Kodem Dalet, he brings down the Shem Sefer Chassidim. Sefer Chassidim is in Sifrei Beis Samavav. And this is his Lashon. This Lashon of Mishavuot. Abo Yoyma, Nelech, Veneishan, Kedeshinuch, Alasis, Lachtenu, Motze Shabbos. The person should say, I'm going to sleep now on Shabbos, so I should be able to work on Motze Shabbos. Shema Bezeh, Shenoch, Yashem, Shviluch, Yimaisachar. You show that you are doing it for your Maitachar. So Pashtus, the way I always learned, was like the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says, you know, because you make him a Shabbos Echal. And that's how Aruch HaShulchan speaks on Reitzai Sifkat Nalav. However, many Achreinim learn not like that. The reason is not because you make him, this is because you mezal to Shabbos. You mezal to Shabbos. If you say you're doing something for Motzei Shabbos, you're doing something for Motzei Shabbos. And Emerson, if you look around, there's a Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim in Mishpizov, there in Reitzad and Sifkat Nalav, and also Yeraba in Shinzai and Sifkat Nalav. He says the reason why you're not allowed to is because the Zilzum Shabbos. Because Shina is one of Tanuke Shabbos. And he says he's doing his sleeping, it's for Tzarechel, then you've covered Shabbos. So Mela, you could be allowed to sleep Shabbos afternoon, that's not Sinemechem. However, you should not speak it out, even though you and I know the reason why he's sleeping a lot on Shabbos is to be up all, Motzei Shabbos be up all night. Still, you're forgetting to cover Shabbos. Therefore, you should not speak it out and say the reason I'm doing it is to be up all Lel Shavuot.
Is there a Tzarech Mitzvah is not a heter for anything we're talking about?
No, Tzarech Mitzvah would not be a heter. Tzarech Mitzvah would not be a heter. That's why the Sefer Torah. We mentioned the Sefer Torah. You roll from one day to the next day. The Tzarech Mitzvah, you need a piece of Torah. There's no heter mention. Let's say the case, another case Mishbu brings down there, let's say he ran out of wine the first day on Tiff. So you want to bring wine to your house the first day on Tiff for the second day on Tiff. So then it's to bring it, before Shkia, to bring it to the house for the night, you know, because you make a Shabbos Chol, I could tell you Mitzvah, you need it for Kiddush, so everyone says it's also. Next week we'll talk about if, can you bring it early, and if, let's say he's left something in the freezer on Erev Shabbos, he left something in the freezer, and you need it for the night yontif. And if you wait till defrost on the second night yontif, you're going to have to wait sometimes a few hours. Why do you do that? Huh?
You're going to do it
You want another shir this week? Huh? So there's an eitzah. Okay, I'll give you a partial eitzah. Take it out in the early afternoon and take a bite of it. So maybe so you don't have it. So it's a tzarech ha'isa yom. You know the ikka you're going to have it for the night time.
That,
huh?
Huh?
Yeah, huh? A shitzka could do it. Yeah, we'll talk about that too also. Can you tell a guy? We'll do a chana. We'll talk about that. All right. Okay. Shit's over.